Well, of course, that was the cars going out specially for our friend Les over in Ellesmere Port, and we'd love to wish Kath a happy birthday for today. I'm not going to tell her age. No way.
No.
21 again.
Again.
Yes, she's 21 again. So there you go. Anyway, you listen to Joe King on Radio Xanadu 107 FM. If you want to send a message or a request or anything, you could text me 075-48-325-107, or you can have a talk to Steve West on the MSN, which is xanadu997@rock.com, or you can email at radiox@rock.com, or you can go to the website and join in the chat room there at radioxanadu.co.uk.
And don't forget, it's spelled with an X.
Yeah, okay, it's spelled with an X.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some people think it's a Z.
Right.
So they've probably gone to the wrong website.
Okay. Okay, fine. Anyway, I'm going to play some Red Hot Chili Peppers now with Snow Hay. It's a cool tune.
Is it?
Yeah. There you go.
This time, step from the road to the sea to the sky, and I do believe that we rely on. When I lay it on, come get to play it on, all my life to sacrifice. Hey, oh, listen what I say. Oh, I got your hey, oh, now listen what I say. Oh, when will I know that I really? To the well once more, time to decide on. When it's killing me, when I really see all that I need to look inside. Come to believe that I better not leave before I get my chance to ride. When it's killing me, what do I really need? All that I need to look inside. Hey, oh, listen what I say. Oh, come back and hey. I know the more I like to let it go. Hey, oh, whoa, whoa. Deep beneath the cover of another perfect wonder, where it's so white as snow, privately divided by a world so undecided. But
just had two more requests tonight. So, yet another one from Les, of course. And Elaine over in East Sussex.
I think so.
Yeah.
Not Surrey.
Oh, dear. No, not Surrey, Steve.
Not
you
West
got that.
Sussex or North
no,
or South.
No, you got that one wrong, didn't you? Tut-tut. Typical man. They never listen. Anyway, this one's going out for you, Les. And Elaine, your Paul Simon shall follow.
Thank you.
was a slow day, and the sun was beating on the soldiers by the side of the road. There was a bright light, a shattering of shop windows. The bomb in the baby carriage was wired to the radio. These are the days of miracle and wonder. This is the long distance call. The way the camera follows us in slow-mo. The way we look to a song. The way we look to a distant constellation that's dying in a corner of the sky. These are the days of miracle and wonder. And don't cry, baby, don't cry, don't cry. There was a dry wind, and it swept across the desert and curled into the circle of blue. And the dead sand falling on the children, the mothers and the fathers and the automatic earth. These are the days of miracle and wonder. This is the long distance call. The way the camera follows us in slow-mo. The way we look to us all. Oh yeah. The way we look to a distant constellation that's dying in a corner of the sky. These are the days of miracle and wonder. And don't cry, baby, don't cry, don't cry. It's a turnaround jump shot, it's everybody jump start. It's every generation throws a hero up the pop charts. Medicine is magical and magical is art. Think of the boy in the bubble and the baby with the babbling heart. And I believe these are days of lasers in the jungle. Lasers in the jungle somewhere. Staccato signals of constant information. A loose affiliation of millionaires and billionaires and baby. These are the days of miracle and wonder. This is the long distance call. The way the camera follows us in slow-mo. The way we look to us all, oh yeah. The way we look to a distant constellation that's dying in the corner of the sky. These are the days of miracle and wonder. And don't cry, baby, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry.
Paul Simon with, what was it called, Steve?
The Boy in the Bubble.
The Boy in the Bubble. Sorry, I didn't move me history thing up. Tut tut. Are you going to sack me?
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, I've got a holiday next week.
Like all the others had this week.
Yeah.
All these people in, rehab.
Yeah, yeah. Poor Eric Shin, he's had to go in rehab due to addiction to Viagra. And Tony Hollis.
Apparently he had a 7-day erection.
Did he? Yeah. Ooh, oh dear.
Must have hurt that. Brings tears to me. Crossing my legs just thinking about it.
Yeah, right, okay, say no more. And poor Tony Hollis with his hobnobs. But not to worry, they'll be back next week.
Have you got any hobnobs?
Oh dear me. Anyway, what's this about my chili? What are you saying about my chili? You need
I had soya bean feast for supper last night.
Plus Guinness.
Plus a few cans of quite a few Guinnesses.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now you've cooked a chili.
Huh?
So, God help you.
You'll
bed,
be crapping
I'll be
for Britain.
For England.
Oh dear. Get the air freshener at the side of the bed. That'll suit me fine. Oh dear. No, in fact, you can sleep on the settee. You're not waking me up with your smelly.
You can sleep on the settee and I'll sleep in the bed.
Why? Because it's just my size.
I wouldn't fit on it.
I would fit on it. Never mind. Anyway, this next tune I'm going to play, yeah,
the best guitar available, says Paul.
But yeah, true. True.
Plug on, unless they send us a free crate.
Yeah, right.
The Hobnobs.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Anyway, I'm going to play the Scorpions, and from their new album, I've forgotten what it's called. Duh. But not to worry, and this one is the best is yet to come, it's called. Fantastic tune. Steve West threatened to play it, but I'm going to play it for
Hang on, Steve West. See what Elaine said about poor Eric.
So this one's going out for Steve West anyway.
Across the desert plains, where nothing dares to grow. He taught you how to sing, he taught me everything I know. And though the night is young, and we don't know if we live to see the sun, the best is yet to come. I know, you know, that we've only cross another road and face another day. Soldiers never die, they only fade away. How can we grow old when the soundtrack of our life is rock and roll? And the best is yet. The best is yet to come. Hey, hey, oh. and take my hand, the best is yet to come.
What a fantastic tune that was. What do you think, Steve?
Brilliant, yeah. New album from the Scorpions.
Called The Sting and the Tail. Ouch. You'll be stinging in your tail tomorrow morning, won't you?
After I've eaten my chilli, you know. Didn't even know the Scorpions were still going.
Oh, well.
Still sounding good, too.
See, you wonder what I get up to when you're snoring in your bed.
Yeah.
Yes. I go to the other place and I search. And there you go. Anyway, I'm losing my voice after eating that chilli, but never mind. Anyway.
What's
that last? Ah, charming. Anyway, I've got 2 minutes left, so I'm going to play this last one, and it's called The Rocket Summer. I Need a Break, But I Need a Breakthrough. It's a brand new album again from The Rocket Summer, of course. Don't ask me what the album's called, because I did look, but I've forgotten. So I've just recently dyed my hair from blonde to brown, so there you go. That explains everything. And then, of course, it's going to be my Anne Wilson with Goodbye Blue Sky. So I'm going to say goodbye, God bless everybody, and I'll see you all next week.
Losing my sleep, running out to you, but still I'd rather have a breakthrough, so I
promise of a brave new world unfurled beneath the clear blue sky.
blackest night. There was no moon in sight. You know the stars ain't shining cause the sky's too tight. I heard the scary wind, I seen some ugly trees. There was a werewolf walking along the side of me. I'm green and I'm bad, you know I ain't no sissy. Got a big titty girl in by the name of Chrissy. Talking about her in my bike to be in the side of the mountain. I noticed even the crickets were acting weird up here, and so I figured I might just drink a little beer. I said, give me some of that, what you're sucking on. But there was no reply, cause she was gone. Where's those titties I like so well? And my goddamn beer is what I started to yell. Then I heard this noise like a crunch twig. And up jumped the devil, he's about this big. He had a red suit on and a widow's peak and a pointed tail and like a sulfury. Yes, it was him, all right. I swear I know it was. He had some human flesh up underneath his claws. You know, it looked to me like it was kitty skin. I said, you son of a bitch, because I was mad at him. Well, he just got out his floss and started cleaning his fangs. So I shot him with my shooter, said, bang, bang, bang. Then the sucker just laughed and said,
put it away. You know, I ate it all up. Now what you gonna say?
You ate my Chrissy?
Titties and all!
Well, what about the beer then, boy?
The can's this tall?
Even her boots?
Would I lie to you?
Shit, you must have been hungry.
Yes, this is true.
Don't they pay you good for the stuff that you do?
Well, you know, I can't complain when the checks come through.
Well, I want my Chrissy, and I want my beer, so you just barf it back up. Now, devil, do you hear?
Blow it out your ass, motorcycle man! I mean, I am the devil, do you understand? Just what will you give me for your titties and beer? I suppose you noticed this little contract here.
You're goddamn right, you son of a whore.
Don't call
That's
me that.
That's about the only reason I learned writing for. Give me that paper, bet your ass I will sign. Because I need a beer and it's titty squeezing time.
Man, you can't fool me. You ain't that bad. I mean, you should have seen some of the souls that I've had. Why,
oh, yeah?
There was Milhouse Nixon and Agnew too. And both of those suckers was worse than you.
Well, let's make a deal if you think that's true. I mean, you're the devil, so what you gonna do?
Wait a minute. A tinge of doubt crosses my mind when you say that you want to make a deal with me.
That's very, very true.
Wait, you ain't supposed to want to make a deal with me.
Ah, but I'm slightly different than your average customer, devil.
But most people don't want to make a deal with me.
Yeah, well, most people are afraid of you. See, they don't know how stupid you are. I happen to know that you jack off to a picture of Puffy Meadows when you get home.
Stupid.
You know, ever since that guy told you that he contained more fluid than Jeff Beck, you've been trying to outdo him. Well, look, I'm going to say one thing to you. This may not register right away, but let me say this. Leave your pickle alone for a couple of nights, you know what I mean? Now, come on. I'm only interested in a couple of things. Wait, is that a note for me? Is somebody passing me a note? What does this say? Frank, please do me a favor. I can't find a brother of mine. I could dig it if you could call him from stage. His name is Dirty Tom Nomads MC. Signed, thanks. Bear or Bean? I can't tell. Well, if he's out there, Dirty Tony D-La Nomads MC, get in touch with Bean or Bear. And as I was saying, devil, I'm an average sort of a person. You wouldn't believe it, but I'm very much like the people here in this audience tonight.
What?
I think we definitely have something in common.
Wait a minute, I thought you had funny things growing in your hair and all that other shit. I thought, right, weird music, you know, I thought,
listen,
biker and everything, I mean, shit, you
listen,
know, big
carefully.
Titty chick that you just had out here with
listen
the camera.
Listen carefully to me, you know. Old devil.
Uh-huh.
I'm only interested in two things.
Yeah.
See if you can guess what they are.
I would think, let's see, maybe.
Well, I'll give you two clues.
Let's see.
Let go of your pickle.
What?
Let go of your pickle.
I'm not holding my pickle.
Well, who's holding your pickle then?
I don't know. She's at an audience. Hey, Dale, would you like to come up here and hold my pickle to satisfy this weird man out here on the stage?
You're probably wondering why we call it a pickle.
Oh,
I hate to squeal on you, Bozio. I mean, devil. But look, I'm only interested in two things.
Oh, wait a minute. All I have to say is, God help me, even though I have this fucking mask on.
Listen, if you think that mask looks bad, you ought to see his pickle. I'm only interested in two things, and that's titties and beer, you know what I mean?
What? Titties yeah. and beer?
Titties and beer, titties and beer, titties and beer, titties and beer, titties and beer.
I don't know if you're the right guy.
Titties and beer, titties and beer.
No, don't sign it. Give me time to think. I mean, hold on a second, boy, because that's magic.
And then the devil let go of the pickle, and out come my girl. They heard the titties flop. All around the world, she said,
I got me three beers and a fistful of downs, and I'm gonna get ripped, so fuck you clowns.
Then she gave us the finger, it was rigid and stiff. That's when the devil, he farted, and she went right over the cliff.
Whoa, tinsel time.
Well, the devil was mad, I took off to my bed. I swear I do declare, how did you get back there? I swear I do declare, how did you get back there? I swear I do declare, how did you get back there? I swear I do declare, how did you get back there? I swear I do declare, how did you get back there? All right. I mean, that's enough of the devil and his famous pickle. We're going to make another dramatic, if somewhat rickety segue into another song called Cruising for Burgers. Wait a minute.
desire to attain full power.
Radio Xanadu.
Radio Xanadu. 107 FM.
The All-American Half Pounder. Big pure beef patty. Lettuce, tomato. This is Rock and Roll Radio. Come on, let's rock and roll with the Ramones.
Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
Disposable is the key. When you live like a fucker, you die like a motherfucker, you die. Therapy. Guy Like a Motherfucker. Yeah, I love that title. Before that, it was Ramones. And we had two more tracks before that. Osric Tentacles with Odd Weird. Frank Zappa, Titties and Beer. Right, this is Russell Bland with you on 107 Xanadu. Every Sunday, we are here. Right, continuing with Mad Donna from T-Rex.
1, 2, 3, 4!
I'm a boss of mine. Don't you understand?